USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As our election contests continue here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments in Savannah, Georgia. The vice president continues.
We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
At a press conference in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for additional coronavirus relief.
I'm not alone in saying this situation is urgent. If we don't act now, the future will be very bleak. Americans need help, and they need it now.
It's a new record for the Dow gaining 248 points to close the week at 30,217, breaking the record set just last month. USA Radio News.
Facebook announces its $7 million match to nonprofit this Giving Tuesday, December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gelight, Vice President of Product at Facebook, to tell us about Facebook's Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a Season of Giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Thank you, Naomi, for all that great stuff. And for more info on these ideas and even more ways to be involved, visit at aboutfb.com/seasonofgiving.
Non-farm payrolls increased by just 245,000 in November, well below Wall Street estimates as rising coronavirus cases coincided with a considerable slowdown in hiring. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson telling CNBC what we really need to know about that number.
The one thing that we haven't heard is the labor force participation rate, and I think that's going to be critical in understanding the edge down in the unemployment rate. You can't just look at the unemployment rate because we know people are leaving the workforce and people are leaving. A lot of women are leaving the workforce because we're still in many places in lockdown mode when it comes to schools and childcare.
Boeing is planning a slow production of its 787 wide-body jets. The company's CFO saying today monthly production will drop from 6 to 5 of the planes by next summer. This as Boeing's 737 MAX is gradually returning to the skies. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to sign executive orders on immigration that would represent a clear break from the Trump administration and could have immediate impact on illegal immigrants. Regarding those executive orders and Biden's immigration plan, Rachel Bovard is with the Claremont Institute.
Well, all signs point to a much looser immigration system under President Biden. He is talking about undoing a host of border controls, including the Remain in Mexico policy, which was the most successful policy under the Trump administration at reducing illegal crossings at the border. President Biden wants to undo that. So that is, if we look ahead, we're looking a lot like the Obama years in the next four.
Regarding catch and release, Bovard tells Fox and Friends.
I would expect, you know, we haven't heard a lot of specifics from the Biden campaign, but what we have heard, again, points to undoing most of what President Trump implemented, which, again, reduced border crossings to historic lows, and I think that's all going to be undone.
The Trump administration has scheduled the lease sale to companies to drill for oil in the Arctic National. The Trump administration has scheduled a lease sale to companies to drill for oil in Anwar. The Department of the Interior saying it's delivering on a mandate from the 2017 tax cut law that allows energy exploration in a 1.56 million acre section of the 19.3 million acre refuge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.